Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
When that was recorded more than 70 years ago, there was no Twitter. And our next guest is kind of trying to bring those two times on the historical timeline together. If you've been watching Twitter recently, among all the updates about Occupy Wall Street and uprisings in Syria, you might have read this. Prague. There are reports that German authorities have summarily shot protesters arrested yesterday. German authorities have declared martial law in Prague. Anyone protesting on the streets will be shot. Now, even though those were came from yesterday, Germany is not currently invading Prague. What is happening? That is what the updates from what was happening yesterday, 72 years ago, during World War II. Alwyn Collinson joins us now, 24 years old, live tweeting World War II. Alwyn, why?
It's a good question. I think I just had way too much time on my hands. But basically, I just wanted to see if I could try and use Twitter to give that feel of breaking news to events that happened so long ago. I think people easily forget that the people who lived through World War II were just like you and me, and that it's easy to, you know, lose touch with that sense of history and about this being important and mattering to ordinary people. And I wanted to give that back a little bit.
So this is a six-year project. You began it on August 31st, which is the eve of the invasion of Poland by Germany. You know, if you were going to do this, try to bring history alive for people, why choose World War II?
Well, people care about World War II. Also, there's a huge amount of material out there. You played a little video, little YouTube video clip earlier, and, you know, there's photos and eyewitness accounts. It's much easier to give that sense of being on the ground.
How do you pick what you're going to tweet?
I try to give a representative sample. So obviously I'm British, and you know, most of the material that I can read is about Britain and about Britain's role, but I really want to try and reflect everyone's experience during the war. So I pick and choose, but I'm always trying to show how everyone in the war must have lived.
All right, so do you choose just like we just read a couple of your tweets, which are basically sort of news headlines,
mm-hmm.
But are you also tweeting things like people's everyday lives? I mean, who's the character that's tweeting in your case? Is it a newscaster?
It's definitely more of a sort of omniscient narrator sort of character. I often tweet people's actual words, people who lived through the times, but most of the time I'm, as you say, it's kind of like a newscaster, but I'm not just restricting myself to what people would have known at the time, because then, of course, there wouldn't be any information in my feed about many important events for years to come, like, for example, the Holocaust.
And there have been an incredible number of people who've gotten into this. I understand that you have almost 110,000 followers for your Twitter handle, which I should say right now is at Real Time WWII or 11 World War II. Did you expect this kind of response?
Absolutely not. No. For the first couple of weeks, I had about 300 followers, and I thought, that sounds about right. You know, there can't be that many obsessives about World War II. But I don't think it's about that. I think it's about people are really interested in seeing what it must have been like at the time. And people really do seem to care a tremendous about the war. And it's fascinating. You know, even in quiet times, like at the moment, you know, there's very little fighting going on. But as you just read out, there's Nazi oppression of Prague. There's all sorts of fascinating little details that get lost in the broad historical record. And I think people really do care about those little minutiae that really bring history to life.
Alwyn Collinson tweeting about World War II. When he's done with this six-year project, he's going on to the invasion of Grenada, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And you know, everything else to come, the whole of the 20th century. No, not really.
Alwyn Collinson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You can see his real-time World War II tweets. It's at Real Time World War II. That's WWII.